Good morning. I'm Wayne Mauser for Civic Media News. The 21-year-old Rosendale man suspected of attacking a woman on the Mascouten Trail in the village on Monday while she was walking her one-year-old child is facing felony and misdemeanor charges. Miles Jeffrey Yeager made his initial appearance Thursday in Fond du Lac County Court. Bond was set at $200,000 cash and a preliminary hearing is scheduled for next Friday. According to the criminal complaint, Yeager grabbed the victim's neck from behind and tried to cover her mouth with a cloth. She screamed and there was a struggle before Yeager ran off to a vehicle that was parked nearby. Tips from residents and school district staff, along with neighborhood security footage, helped sheriff's deputies and detectives identify Yeager as a suspect. A search warrant was executed at his home late that night and he was arrested. Yeager is charged with attempted kidnapping, false imprisonment, misdemeanor battery, and criminal damage to property. A 46-year-old Fond du Lac man is suspected of threatening to kill a high-ranking Wisconsin executive office official and their family. Bradley Hartman made his initial appearance in Fond du Lac County Court Wednesday on 3 counts of terrorist threats and 4 counts of unlawful use of the telephone. Charges stem from alleged threats made on June 28th. The victim lives in Madison. Bond was set at $15,000 cash, and a preliminary hearing is scheduled for July 23rd. In the first voicemail, Hartman used a number of expletives, threatened to kill the victim 3 times, and dared the victim to call the cops on him. He also mentioned that the victim just wanted to get the gays and lesbians over from Sheboygan. Fond du Lac police are investigating with assistance from the state capitol police. Shawnee police are investigating the death of a child. Police responded around 8 p.m. Wednesday to a report of an unresponsive child on 1006 East Green Bay Street in Shawnee. EMS and officers attempted to save the child's life, but despite their efforts, the child was pronounced dead. The incident remains under investigation, and police said there's no indication of any threat to the public. Police confirmed the child was a 5-year-old girl pulled from a pond at Shawnee Mini Golf Course. An employee at the business said they're closed until further notice. They had just opened earlier last month on June 5th. Police said they're not releasing the child's identity out of respect for the family and pending any additional steps in the investigation. No further information is available. The pilot and his passenger are safe after their plane crashed in the town of Clayton Thursday afternoon. Just after 4 p.m., the Winnebago County Sheriff's Office responded to the crash on Oak Ridge Road. A fixed-wing single-engine Sennheiser CH-750 cruiser had mechanical issues and came to a hard landing on the road. It eventually came to rest partially in the ditch. The 71-year-old pilot is a French citizen. His passenger is a 22-year-old Swedish citizen. Neither of them are injured. The plane was damaged on the front end and its landing gear. Officials from the Federal Aviation Administration and National Transportation Safety Board were made aware of the crash and will continue the investigation. State health officials are reminding residents to let the professionals handle the fireworks that go up in the air or explode. Bob Nelson reports for Civic Media News.
In 2025, there were 226 emergency department visits in Wisconsin for fireworks-related injuries, with 58% of those occurring during the first week of July, according to preliminary data from the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. Even novelties like sparklers can burn at roughly 2,000 degrees Fahrenheit and easily ignite clothing and cause severe burns. Dr. Jason Geiger is the emergency department director for SSM Health Ripon Community Hospital. He says some fireworks-related injuries will affect victims the rest of their life.
Yeah, we see some hand injuries, especially during fireworks season, and that causes lifelong damage a lot of times, or you lose fingers, so don't take it for granted, the power of a firework.
He says if a firework doesn't go off, let it sit for 5 to 10 minutes before putting it in a bucket of water. He points out a lot of injuries they see are from a dud suddenly going off or someone trying to relight it. I'm Bob Nelson for Civic Media News.
Many city and county offices will be closed today so employees can celebrate the 4th of July holiday weekend. Ripon City Hall, the Senior Center, and Library are closed. County offices in the Fond du Lac County City Government Center, the Sheriff's Office lobby window, all divisions at the Department of Human Services, and all offices at the Fond du Lac County campus will be closed today. The Highway Department and Moraine Lakes Consortium Call Center are also closed. Berlin City Hall will be closed. The Green Lake County Government Center, Highway Department, and Fox River Industries are also closed. I'm Wayne Mauser for Civic Media News.